You can buy your way into heaven with money, which is the cheapest way. The church sold indulgences. I want to give you the whole theory here, but in order that we understand how it worked, the church said that every time a person does a good thing, points are stored up in the bank in heaven under the account of the church. And since the church had so many saints, so many good people, so the church has an inexhaustible supply of good things, of merits. Now here comes a guy like Pedro the Cruel, let's say. And the church looks him over and they say, you know, for you to get in, you know, we got to do a big job on you. You need like 40,000 merit points to be able to get in. And he says, gee, how do I get 40,000 merit points? Well, one way is it's $10 a point. That's one way of getting it. That's called the selling of indulgences. A second way is, gee, why don't you go off to Palestine and fight a crusade against the infidels? And if you your nobility and self-sacrifice in fighting this war is worth 40,000 merit points. Or a third way is, why don't you in your country enforce the doctrines of Christianity? Why don't you convert the Jews? That's also worth 40,000 merit points. So I hope you get the picture a little of why the least noble of the kings always was the most pious. In fact, that in life one sometimes sees that. So they were the ones that needed it, right? If the guy was a good king and he never hurt anybody, never did anything to anybody, he doesn't need any merit points, right? So if he doesn't need any merit points, it's a different situation completely. Again, for our mindset and the way we look at politics and government leaders, etc., so it may sound strange, but in the medieval world, what I'm telling you was real. That is how the world viewed things. And if you could therefore convert a few thousand Jews, it was not only a noble deed on behalf of the church, it was your ticket to paradise. That's what was going to get you in. Not only get you in, the rest of your life you could still keep on killing and robbing and raping and doing whatever else you wanted to do because you had so many merit points built up. It also helps, I hope, for us to understand why pogroms were so popular and so easily organized. Because it's not only a matter of hatred. It's more than that. To the common peasant who also had to get to heaven, right? He also needed merit points. Sometimes this was the only way he could get to heaven. Because he couldn't buy. He didn't have the $10 per point. And he was not about to go off to Palestine to fight the Saracens. So his only ticket to heaven was going on a pogrom to the next door town. And that became a way of life in Europe. So that even when the church was broken and the Protestant Reformation changed the face of Europe, and later the secularization of the Western world occurred,